It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. Last week, we addressed the national debate over immigration and heard a wide range of views. June Schneider in Boone's Mill, Virginia, emigrated to the United States legally 23 years ago. She wrote, "I filed documents with the INS for my relatives to come here as permanent residents, and it took 15 years for the process to be completed. It is not fair to welcome illegal immigrants and give them an easy path to becoming permanent residents and citizens when others who have gone through the legal channels have to wait many years to achieve permanent status. This is a reward to those who came here illegally and encourages more to come." Another immigrant, Cecilia Luria Gusler, wrote, "We are for legal immigration and support a guest worker program." She then added, "We also believe that the laws of our country should not be ignored. There should be, at minimum, some form of penalty for illegal immigration. In addition, the debate never seems to include what is the root cause of the problem, the poor treatment of Mexicans by their government. The United States is a great nation, but certainly Mexicans would prefer to stay in their own country if they had more opportunities." We also talked about the growing American pastime of fantasy baseball. For the uninitiated, fantasy baseball is a game where people manage imaginary baseball teams composed of real ball players. Competition is based on the number of home runs, strikeouts, or whatever that the players compile in real games. Ron from Boise, Idaho, wrote in to suggest a new version of the game. "Neither a hardcore Democrat nor a Republican," he explained. "I am merely a spectator as those teams play and divide the spoils of power, etc. Could it be that there should be a fantasy politics league for those of us who care but cannot even get our letters read by our representatives?" And Sean McGilvery wrote in to put fantasy players in their place. He quoted a comedian who said recently, "Fantasy sports is Dungeons and Dragons for the guys who made fun of the guys who played Dungeons and Dragons." Sean didn't mention how much time he may have spent on D&D. If you have questions, comments, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Today we'd like to welcome listeners in Berlin, Germany. NPR Berlin is now part of the NPR Worldwide Network. If you're planning to visit the capital of Germany, you can find us at 104.1 FM on the radio dial in Berlin for a taste of home while you're hoisting a good beer. Willkommen!